When we say the new IFB, we are referring to the New Independent Fundamental Baptist. And the reason that we're called the new IFB is because of the fact that we are, in a sense, a renewed movement of the old IFB, which is the old Independent Fundamental Baptist. They were basically like a grandfather of this movement. There was a time in times past when Independent Fundamental Baptist preachers preached hard, they went soul winning, they emphasized the things that we emphasized that were King James only. But little by little, they begin to die down a little bit and not necessarily be as zealous and passionate and straightforward. And so what the new IFB is doing is it's a renewed movement of that with some tighter bolts, you understand? You know, we're stronger in our stance for, you know, the King James Bible. We love soul winning, and we preach deep doctrine. Okay, that's one of the missing factors and elements of the old IFB is that they weren't necessarily deep in their doctrine. They were great preachers, they were great orators, but they lacked the element of going down deep into the Word of God and studying these things, etc. Now, let me say this, is that I didn't get saved in a new IFB, okay? I got saved in an old IFB church. Now, back then it wasn't known as old IFB, it was just an Independent Fundamental Baptist church. And that's where I got saved. That's where I heard the gospel. That's where I learned about the King James Bible. That is where I learned about soul winning. That's where I was trained for soul winning. That's where I learned about separation. Everything that I know today, you know, the foundational things, I learned in my old IFB church, okay? Now, here's the thing is that I learned those things. I was zealous for those things. But after a while, the old IFB, in my opinion, really began to die down in those areas. They weren't really as strong. They didn't really take a strong stance in those areas as in times past, okay? They're still King James only. They still were soul winners. They were still believed in separation, but they didn't really take a strong stand for those things. And when the leadership decides not to take a strong stand on those essentials, you know, the church members are not going to take a strong stand either. They're going to go far below that standard. And so I'll be honest with you, there's a time in my Christian life where I didn't really stand as strong on the King James Bible, you know, as I did in times past on soul winning. And I can literally remember the time when I felt like those passions were dying out in my personal life. I became very apathetic towards those things. And down deep in my heart, I knew that this was right. I knew that the King James Bible is the inspired, preserved Word of God. I knew that soul winning was the right way. But because I didn't really necessarily have leaders to reinforce that and help me along the way to learn more about those things, I felt like it was dying out in my life, okay?